It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The city of Detroit remains immersed in a time of massive change. Ongoing bankruptcy proceedings, an approaching mayoral election, and the possibility of an auction of Detroit Institute of Art's masterpieces have been top stories in recent weeks. Joining us now is Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press. Stephen, welcome back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Stephen, it seems the city is moving on two different tracks. You have on one hand a city that's operating under an emergency manager, but you also have a mayoral election that's just around the corner on November 5th. What does a mayoral election look like when the city is under state control?
It actually hasn't been that different. Both candidates are, I think, working pretty hard and making their case that they are the best choice to be the city's next leader, and they are both focused on the idea that elected leadership is better than imposed or non-directly elected leadership, and that they both believe they can make that case strongly to the governor after they're elected and get control back. And so if there's an effect of the emergency management on it, it's that emergency management has become a campaign issue for both candidates and sort of trying to argue that they would be the best person to make emergency management as short as possible and get back to the place where the mayor and the council are actually running the city.
What do you hear from residents about where the city is, where it's heading? Do residents feel like they have a role to play in what Detroit looks like going forward?
Most residents don't understand the bankruptcy itself, right? They don't understand that we have $18 billion in debt and other liabilities that Kevin Orr is making his prime responsibility to restructure. And that is a huge undertaking and a very important milestone. If he can get that done for us, it'll be one of the greatest gifts my generation of Detroiters has ever been given, in my estimation. So they're confused about that. They're confused about why it's happening and what it will mean. They don't really understand what effect that might have on the city going forward. At the same time, they're frustrated because, the lights aren't on and cops still come awfully slow. People's houses burn down waiting for the fire department. All of those things make them very nervous about the future around here and skeptical that emergency management is going to fix anything. Now, what I keep counseling is some patience, that the bankruptcy is important, and that's got to unfold, and if that goes our way, it will be great for Detroiters. At the same time, the restructuring of government is going to probably require more help from elected leaders, and we're hopeful that whoever wins in November will be able to do that with Kevin Orr. But I think this is still a very tough time to be a Detroiter, and people are very worried and apprehensive about, what's going to happen in our city and what our lives are going to be like.
As part of our State of Opportunity project, Michigan Radio is partnering with the Detroit Free Press, the Center for Michigan, and WDET. And we're hosting three community conversations with Detroit residents in three different locations this Thursday. The goal is to talk to residents about what they see happening in the city and what they think would make Detroit a place where they can build a future. Stephen, you'll be at our Northwest Detroit location. What will you be listening for?
I will be listening for those glimmers of hope that all Detroiters have. The people who live here now are the people who are just diehard. Everybody else has pretty much moved away or is in the process of moving away. The people who are here and engaged at this level are really, really looking for that hope for a solution, the idea that things can get better, and they're looking for the role that they might play. I think Detroiters are very enterprising and energetic and willing to do whatever it is that might be asked of them to get the lights back on, to get the cops to come quicker. There's still a disconnect, though, I think, between what's happening at the decision-making level and that grassroots level. And so I think one of the great ideas behind this forum is getting more from people at the grassroots about what they do want and what they are willing to do. So perhaps the leadership can understand better and put them to better use.
Stephen Henderson is editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press. Stephen, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.